Good morning. Welcome to our Monday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. It's good to be back with the live broadcast after a little Thanksgiving break. And I do pray that your time over this past weekend was blessed by God, and that you had much to be thankful for. This week we're going to be looking at building up the family. And yesterday it began a series at Deer Run, a Christmas feast, and looked at a Christmas family and considered a bit of the background, didn't dive deeply into the characters, more of a reference to those who were part of the genealogy of Christ, those listed in that first chapter of Matthew. And that idea that they came from a wide variety of backgrounds, and the fact that they were used by God, that they had value, and they were mentioned as part of this family. And that the connection for us as part of God's family, as part of this Christmas family, is being born into the family of God. And that our past, our background, the choices we've made, do not necessarily exclude us. That God has the ability to cleanse us, to wash us, to transform us into who He created us to be. And when we realize that about ourselves, when we realize that about others, God's call to us is to build up one another, to strengthen one another, to encourage one another, to value one another. So today we're going to begin the week by looking at building with grace. And not the necessarily the person, a person named Grace, although that could fit as well. But with God's grace, this unmerited favor. Acts chapter 20, verse 32 says, "Now I commit you to God and to the word of His grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified." I think about being committed to God, being committed to the word of His grace. We find that connection with the Word of God, the powerful Word of God, the Word which spoke everything into existence, the Word which became flesh and dwelt among us, the Word which has the power to transform your life and my life. And to realize that, that word is a word of grace. It's a unmerited gift. It's God's love displayed towards us. And when we recognize the element of grace within not only the word of God, but within the building up that He does, the building up of us so that we can inherit eternal life, by building that life upon the foundation of God's Word, upon the foundation of Jesus. But it's more than just being committed by God or by anyone else to the Word of His grace. It's choosing to build up others according to that same grace that we have received. It's realizing that God's grace is sufficient not only for me, but God's grace is sufficient for you, for others, for those that I encounter, for those that I think deserve it, for those that I don't think deserve it. And when we realize the power of building by the grace of God, it ought to change the way we interact with others. When we understand how much we rely on grace, how undeserved God's favor is in our life, then God's call is for us to extend that same level of grace, at least as much as humanly possible, to those around us. And we build up the body of Christ. We build up one another when we interact with them in this element of grace, when we share God's grace, when we share the working of God's grace in our life with others, when we treat them with the same grace that we want treated with, the same grace that God extends. It's not a grace that excuses sin. It's not a grace that covers it up and ignores it and lets it continue. That's not God's grace in our life. It is a grace that understands it. It is a grace that is long-suffering. It is a grace that draws us to Jesus for that cleansing power of His blood. And it's a grace that continues to forgive, that continues to seek righteousness in our life. When we build up with grace, we build up with an understanding that we are made in the image of God. But the nature of our flesh is such that it takes an incredible amount of work to overcome sin, to overcome the temptations of the enemy, to overcome our own desires. And when we realize the struggles that we have, we learn to deal with others with a greater degree of grace. When we look at God's word and we realize that Jesus teaches that the forgiveness we receive is somehow related to the forgiveness we give, it ought to be a very convicting thing in our life about the grace that we extend. Many of us can quote scripture. We know that God says all have sinned, that all fall short of the glory of God, that the wages of sin is death, that it's due everyone. And then we go out and we act like we're better than someone else. We act like we've earned what we've received, and that they need to earn what they receive as well. When it comes to grace, when it comes to love, when it comes to God's forgiveness, and as with everything in life, God draws us to a point of balance. You know, sometimes you get to that point and you encounter people who reach the point that Paul encountered, where the people began to say, well, if God's grace is so powerful, if God's grace is so all-encompassing, if it's so forgiving, then we ought to just continue sinning more and more so that God's grace can increase more and more. And that's the balance point. Paul says, that's the and paraphrase of mine. But in essence, he says, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. God's grace is not extended in order to excuse our sin. His grace is extended in order to draw us away from it. To teach us the love of God that desires that we no longer walk in sin. That we no longer practice sin. It's a grace that is merciful, is long-suffering. It means that God suffers with us because of our sin and because of the separation that it brings. And when we encounter people in life, it's so easy to let the sin in their life or to let the sin in our life become a point of separation. And God's desire is that we would build up one another by the grace of His Word. And that we begin to do that by not only seeking righteousness, but by forgiving, by being patient, by loving, by correcting. Again, the goal isn't to excuse sin. The goal isn't to continue in sin, whether it's ours or theirs. That's not the goal of grace. The goal of grace is to experience the love of God and to encounter the blood of Jesus so that our sin can be washed away. That the wholeness that we long for can be achieved. Not by our efforts, not by our might, but by the grace of God's Word. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. Your love has been poured out through expressions of Your grace in our life. Time and time again. And Father, as we recognize the power of Your grace in our life, may we be more deliberate about sharing that same grace with others, about being built up in Your grace, but also about building up others by the grace of Your Word. Father, may we be more understanding, more forgiving, more patient. Not in a manner that excuses sin, not in a manner that gives permission for sin, but in a manner that holds out truth and love. In a manner that makes the grace of Your Word living and active within our own life in such a way that others can see it. Father, as we ourselves are built up by the grace of Your Word, may we realize the power of Your Word to dispel the temptations, to dispel the sinful thoughts, to dispel the sinful actions. And the grace of Your Word to help us overcome when we fall into temptation, when we stumble, when we mess up. And Father, realizing that in our own life, may we live with that same grace. May we build up others with that same grace. May our treatment of those around us be the treatment that we need from You. that we desire from you, that we appreciate. Father, may all of those things that we receive from the grace of your word be carried out in our life in such a way that others see it in us, they receive it from us, but more importantly, they find it in you. Father, as we prepare to celebrate a season that we remember the birth of Jesus, may we never forget the powerful message of you, the powerful message of God becoming flesh, of the Word, that Word of grace dwelling among us. And Father, may we use this reminder to build up one another with grace. And as we do that, may we be very mindful to lift up Jesus in everything we do and all that we say, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.